The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. So tonight we've got a veteran Parent Show guest coming back to join us. We've got Trevor Meriden, who is part of the Men of Fields. And for those of you who've been living under a stone and don't know who the Men of Fields are, you will be enlightened very soon. We've also got Ross Porter and Jim Lewis from Youth Talk, one of our favourite local charities. So we'll be talking to them in just a minute about the madness that they're up to this year. So thanks a million for joining us on The Parent Show. Trevor, Ross, Jim, lovely to have you in the studio.
Lovely to be yeah. here. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's great to have you. And so for our listeners who don't know what the Men of Fields are and the madness that you get up to every year, Trevor and Ross, can you enlighten us?
Okay. All right. So Men of Fields, we're all dads. We're all dads who have had or have children at Garden Field School. That's the common thread that joins together. And the other main thread is cricket, a love of cricket. It was sort of founded about sort of 40 years ago. And for much of that time, we've just been playing cricket, you know, up to about sort of 10 years ago or so. And then it's kind of turned into more of a sort of sporting club moth, if you like, you know, where we'd start to do a whole range of activities, sort of football, golf, everything, you know, group of friends, dads together. But what's become a sort of increasing and vitally important part of this are these 100 kilometer walks or more than 100 kilometer walks. And this is the sixth one that we're undertaking. You know, Ross will probably give you a few more details of where and when exactly and so on. But the story is that this is our sixth one, and we've raised it about over to, I think, about £200,000 over the last for 10
Holy
years for a
moly.
Variety of charities. And the last walk we did was for Youth Talk, which, you know, as Jim will explain, is a fantastic mental health charity in St Albans. And we enjoyed the experience so much. And you know, Jim tagged along for a day as well, sort of when we were there. And it felt like a natural charity for us to be working with. We all felt passionately about mental health. We'd all had so children go through the education system and the growing needs of young people for mental health support. And we all felt very keenly, something we personally felt passionate for. So it seemed a very natural thing for us to do the same again. It worked so well, you know, last time. So why not do it again? So here we are.
Brilliant. So you zipped over some very important details that I need you to back up a little bit and give me more information about. So are you saying the Men of Fields have been going for 40 years?
Yep, that's right.
Well, gentlemen, you don't look old enough to be doing it for 40 years.
there's been it's a bit like Doctor Who. Yeah, the kind of the actors sort of come and go, and we sort of reincarnate, you know, sort of and appear to be completely different people, you know. So and you know, the people who started are still around.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, the founder, sort of a guy called Martin Ferguson, is still around, still actively involved in the cricket scene, more as an umpire these days. But he's coming on part of the walk as well. So do you want us to give you a few more details about the walk, what exactly we're up to?
I do indeed. It sounds fantastic. So far we've got Men of Fields, but what I'd like to know is, just quickly before you go to the details, how many of you are doing it?
Oh, it's mid-20s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is. It's 26 right now. So we have 26 members of the Men of Fields. And as Trevor said, all past, present, or even future, you know, parents at Garden Field School. And that's the association that, you know, we all have. And as Trevor says, the reincarnation of the moth, the Men of Fields, is the ability to bring through those new parents, those new dads who have children joining Garden Fields. And we still keep that association, you know, going really strongly, supporting their school fair this year and pushing our sponsorship efforts around Youth Talk as well.
Yeah. That's so lovely.
Yeah, I mean, as Ross says, an example of that is tomorrow, at the time of recording this, it's the Gunfield School Fair, and we're running the stand that hands out sort of liquid refreshments, and also just leaving the QR code for this walk sort of hanging around tastefully Increasingly inebriated parents want to support us, and QR codes, of course, have become an increasing feature of fundraising because it just makes it so easy to go to those pages.
It's great, absolutely. So, Ross, you're the man with the details of the walk. Is that right?
Well, I can certainly share some insights into what we've let ourselves in for.
Please do.
Definitely. So, yeah, this, as Trevor says, this is our sixth walk. The kind of cadence we've got into is every 2 years, because it just takes such a long time to be able to plan and put things together for this number of people. But yes, this year we are embarking on 100 kilometres along the Northumberland coastal path from the 10th to the 14th of June. So we'll actually walk for 3 days and then travel kind of either side of it. So really condensed in terms of the distance and the mileage and the kilometres that we need to get into over those 3 days of walking. 26 are in the group. And it's going to be a phenomenal opportunity not only to experience a beautiful part of the country, but also continue to raise crucial awareness of this fantastic charity that we have a partnership with, an association with in Youth Talk. And we're going to be setting off from Cresswell on the Northumberland coast. And over the course of those 100 kilometres, over 3 days, we're going to walk all the way up to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Taking in just, some of the most amazing coastal landscapes, amazing sites along the way, a number of castles, including Bamber Castle, Holy Island as well is up there, and the opportunity to, get really remote and really reflect on, what we're doing this for and why we continue to build out the partnership with Youth Talk. So yeah, it's roughly in excess of 20 miles each day. Some days are a little bit longer. First day, I think we are, nearly at a marathon distance, just about 24 miles, starting in Cresswell. Jim's covering his head here in joyful anticipation.
What have you done to yourselves?
And it's going to be fantastic, because what tends to happen is everybody finds their pace and everybody finds their group that they walk with. And, we've got the more agile, the more athletic sprinter types who head out at the pace, and then we catch them up through the course of the day as they tend to get slower and slower and drag back into the pack and into the peloton. And at the in the middle and at the back, you then have the ones who want to take it a little bit more leisurely and really just get it done over the course of the day and take in the scenery and take in the the hostelry stops along the way as well. So yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal effort. Really excited. Really beautiful part of the country. As I said, we're doing this for Youth Talk, and our theme continues to be the association with it and walking the talk. And it's also a great opportunity for us, and I'm sure Jim will sort of add some color to this as well, a group of guys who spend 8 hours, 9 hours a day walking with each other end up talking about stuff as well, which doesn't happen enough sometimes. And I think that really helps us to cement why we're doing this for Youth Talk and the youth of St. Albans and the youth that we all have in terms of family and friends, but also that mental health for us as well as a group of guys who don't often talk about stuff. And, when you're walking with somebody and you're talking about their blisters, their aching knees, or how good or bad that pub lunch was, you really get to know people in a different way.
Yeah, I was beginning to think you were painting a very rosy picture of this. And I'm glad you mentioned blisters, because it must be hard going. I mean, do you practice for this? Do you train? Do you break in your boots? Have you got loads of compedes going with you?
All of the above, Lydia. It's the only way to practice walking long distances is to walk long distances, unfortunately. You can sort of fool yourself, thinking I'll play this round of golf or do something sort of similar like that. But actually, it's just the sheer repetitive stride after stride after stride, and that tiny little blister that doesn't bother you that much at mile four suddenly feels like the worst thing in the world at sort of mile 24. And so you have to sort of go through that, and the practice and making sure your setup's right, your compede, your Vaseline, whatever. There's bits of your body rubbing together that you didn't even know you had. And, you know, and it's just, you know, Jim is shaking with laughter or fear. I'm not sure.
maybe nervous laughter.
Yeah, he's giggling away there in the background. And but yeah, day one is the one that's kind of preoccupying us at the moment, because that's the sort of killer day, I think.
Okay.
As Ross said, it's kind of like sort of more or less nearly marathon, as you said, sort of distance. And I think it's going to feel like it as well by the time we get to the end of it. The hardest thing is, I think a lot of people would probably have the levels of fitness to walk a long distance on a particular day, is when you get up the next day and it's the last thing you want to do is that. And you sort of just have to force yourself into your boots, you know, and everything's hurting. And then the third day, well, you can imagine that times 10, and then, you know, and that's a good picture. Last time you did the walk, day three was also coincided with possibly the wettest, coldest we have ever had.
Oh, where
it was freezing, it was raining. And that was, I think that was a bit of a test. And you'd injured yourself, hadn't you, Ross?
Yeah, I managed to turn my ankle over. So it was a little bit painful. But yes, you know, Lydia, to your point, the practice walks have started, the training walks have started. I know that Trevor got out at the weekend with a few of the others, and I went out on Saturday afternoon on my own for about 4 hours and managed to get 10 miles in. Jim, I think you've embarked on some of that training already. But yeah, the blisters are real. The aches and pains are real. And, you know, we all pull together, helping each other to put on those blister plasters and checking in on the kit, the footwear, the socks, particularly when it's wet, you know, that ability to, or inability, given the remoteness of the walk, to kind of get dry and get out of those conditions is challenging sometimes. But there's a lot of checking in on each other, and, you know, in a good and humorous way, you know, a group of guys will both celebrate the accomplishment, but also be quick to rib each other and poke a bit of fun when there's the odd injury going on. But the goal is to get everybody through it as painlessly as possible. And that's, you know, that's part of the challenge as well, supporting one another, making sure that everybody's in a good space, that we've got, you know, the logistics around it in terms of the pit stops, in terms of the lodgings, the hotels, the bed and breakfasts, and the dinners, because that's all, you know, crucially important as well. And have a lot of fun along the way. You know, there's a lot of joking around, a lot of, you know, games along the way that takes place, quiz each night, depending on, you know, with questions ranging from funny moments that happened during the walk to, you know, sort of general knowledge around what people spotted or didn't spot along the route. So yeah, a lot of opportunity to have some fun as well, but really ensuring that we're supporting each other and making sure everybody gets through it.
It sounds lovely. Now, Jim, last but not least, you've been having a great time.
I've just written down blister plasters. Oh. Yeah, I need to make sure I buy some.
So you could have just sat back. You could have let them just do the 100 kilometers and you just sit back and youth talk, get the well-needed and well-deserved funding. But you're a lunatic. You're doing it with them.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't really a very difficult decision, Lydia, because I'd managed to do one day, thankfully not the last day of their previous trip. And I think, you know, both Ross and Trevor have alluded to it. It's just a great bunch of guys. And honestly, getting out, and we had a beautiful day, actually. It was a beautiful day the day I walked, and I did get blisters. But just having a chat with everybody in that group about everything under the sun, talking about our children and each other and what we do. I was rather jealous I wasn't there for the whole lot, so I've made sure that isn't the case this time round. And yes, I did do a 4 mile walk on Saturday. It's a start. But no, it's they're such an incredible group of people and raised an awful lot of money last time round, a record for Youth Talk. So it's partly selfishness. I want to be there with them. I'm looking forward to time out with a load of blokes for 3 or 4 days. Honestly, really looking forward to that as well. But also, just I'm very much a person of action. You know, I want to be a part of it, because I want to support people and I want to support these guys, because they're just incredible. Honestly, really, really incredible, and makes such a big difference. So no, really looking forward to it. Yes, a little bit concerned about my lack of preparedness for a month's time, but it will be brilliant. It will be amazing.
You've got a few weeks to get yourself up to speed. Yeah. This weekend, I think you're going to have to get a 10K in at least, Jim.
Could be interesting.
Can I say something about how the listeners can join us in taking
absolutely
action? Because you know we wouldn't be doing any of this if it wasn't for the fact that we've got an opportunity here to raise lots of money for Youth Talk. At the moment, you know, at the time of this recording, we are less than a quarter of a way to our target. So we do definitely need your help in terms of your efforts. So, and you're going to ask me in a minute, how can people sort of help? Obviously, you know, they can help, you know, through a financial donation. It'd also help if they were sending, you know, sort of messages via our sort of Facebook or Instagram pages. So, you know, it's Garden Fields Cricket Club on Facebook, GF Cricket Club on Instagram. And just think about it, you know, and Jim, you know, you've sort of, you know, you've mentioned this in the past, you know, a donation of £50 sort of gives a counselling session. You know, if you know, any amount is great. If it was like a tenner, that's about 1 hour of sort of, it gives a Youth Talk person a chance to, you know, take a call or make a call, you know, to help someone. 25 quid helps with resources for just sharing with local schools. So it doesn't matter the amount. It's just whatever you can do to sort of help us. But we need to get to that target. And we've got, you know, we've got sort of less than 4 weeks until we go. We're determined to get there, and so we just really need everybody's support.
Yeah, and listeners, you can find us on if you can give in any way financially and donate, you can find us on Just Giving. If you go to justgiving.com, type in the search bar Menorfields 100k walk or Menorfields and Youth Talk, you'll be able to find the link to the Just Giving page on there.
Yeah, I tried it this morning, actually. And as well as those ones that Ross said, that if all else fails, if you just literally do one word, Moth Walk 2026, all one word, that will get you straight there. Yeah, rather than have to sort of search through sort of 9 or 10 of them. And you'll see our QR code popping up on various pages on social media. So please scan those. And if you can help us, it'll be wonderful.
So basically, everybody should find your social media and follow it, right? Follow Youth Talk, Menorfields, and follow the story. Will you post the odd message from the walk? Can we watch the pain?
We'll be posting. We'll be posting some very odd messages from the walk. Yes, so we'll be happy to be doing that. We're happy to do, you know, phone ins, live links, whatever you want, Lydia, and you know, and we'll be there. But yes, we'll be posting away. You know, I don't know. I don't want to promise things we're not going. I'm not sure they've been approved yet, but possibly location sharing and stuff like that. But listen, it's all, technology is a wonderful thing. I'm sure that we can. I'm sure we can just make things happen. So
I have a recollection now of that rainy day last year, because obviously I follow you guys on Instagram and Facebook. I think I saw a bunch of drowned rats. I think you posted on that third day, which obviously it's great because it makes people want to give you more money because they realize what you're enduring. So good to post.
It's a bit like if you've ever taken your car into the car wash and, you know, it was like that for about sort of 10 hours, except the water wasn't warm or soapy. And it was, you know, it was just like being, it was just a total deluge for 10 hours. It's one of the worst experiences I've ever had, but with one of the best outcomes I've ever had. Yeah.
So I'd love to paint a bit of a picture for our listeners. So there's 26 CE. Do you have like branded t-shirts? Are you all wearing the same t-shirts? Are you carrying everything you need, or have you got like Sherpas with you to carry the bags for you?
That's a great question. Great question. So yes, there will be branded t-shirts that we have this year with some details about the walk and the QR code. And this year we've really embraced technology as well. And we've utilized the powers of AI to generate fantastic caricatures of everybody who's walking. So we're absolutely be posting some pictures of those as we unveil the delights to everybody. That's going to be probably people learning about that for the first time right now. That's going to be a surprise to all the walkers. So individual t-shirts and youth talk branded up to the max as well, to show that support, to show that association. On the Norfolk Walk, Jim brought a box of Youth Talk t-shirts and we had a Youth Talk day with Jim and we all wore the Youth Talk t-shirts and got some fantastic pictures. Day sacks, I mean, we're not carrying what we need. We do have the logistical support to move the overnight bags and the other bits and pieces that need to get from venue to venue, because we're starting at one location and finishing 100 kilometers north. So we keep walking north every single day. So we've got one of our great long-term members, Duncan McAllister, aka Jock. He's our support man on this walk for the second time and does a phenomenal job of the logistical movements of bags and people as they get, you know, potentially need some help and injuries, and pitches up in the most peculiar locations and car parks with a box of donuts to keep that keep us going.
How so nice.
I was just about to say the same thing. It was possibly one of my lowest moments on the first day. And then suddenly there was this mirage holding donuts.
Nice.
And I just thought, no. I almost walked past it because I just thought it was a mirage.
It couldn't be true. Yeah.
But it was.
Brilliant.
Hoping people along with sweet treats. It's much
nice. Nice. And who are you in charge of picking, like, the lunch spots and the dinners, Ross? Because are the places you have dinner? Because I'd say that's a crucial decision and it couldn't make or break your popularity within the group if you get that right or wrong.
Yeah. And that's why, Lily, we delegate that. So it's a team effort, I promise you. Every
share
single
the blame.
One, shared blame, shared responsibility, but shared celebration as well. Every single member of the team is doing something, whether it's route planning, whether it's setting up the sponsorship pages, whether, to your point, picking the lunch spot, the coffee spot, the dinner spot, organizing the menus, you know, making sure that we've got the right hotels booked, all of those types of things. It really is a group and team contribution and collaboration effort across the board. And you're absolutely right. You know, we've got to get some of those things right in terms of where there is good places to stop and making sure that there's an ability to get out of harsh conditions if needed and get a good lunch or get a good dinner inside everybody and get ready for the next day. But no, from everything from slogan design, t-shirt design, flag design, as I said, fundraising, all of those things truly delegated across the team and everybody's contributing in some way.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, it sounds like such a lovely collective endeavor. Trevor, I want to ask you, what's your favorite bit about it? You know, you've done it a few times now. You're a bit of a veteran. What bit, like, kind of lifts your soul when you think back on the walks each year?
I think it is it sounds a bit S&M this, but it's the mixture of the pain and pleasure, if you like. You know, that you're feeling very tired, and you're particularly near the end of a day, but the pleasure is that you've got the company and camaraderie of great people around you. At the beginning of every day, I say to whoever I'm walking with, we have a sort of anecdote amnesty that I may have told you this anecdote before. I can't even remember, you know, whether I told you this on day one and things like that. But you just go through it it's just wonderful conversation. It kind of gets us through the pain barrier. And although none of us can be remotely described as 13 to 25-year-olds, you know, the youth talk sort of cover, us middle agers, we also need to talk, you know, sort of particularly in sort of difficult moments. Everyone needs to talk. And so in a way, we're a sort of older sort of microcosm of exactly what youth talk is there to do, to sort of, you know, share troubles, share anecdotes, share stories, you know, find our way through things. So I think that is the moment. It's the being there. It's the being in the present at that time. And that, to me, is the joy of it.
Brilliant. And that segues beautifully. Now, Jim, I'd love to talk a little bit more about Youth Talk and the amazing work you do. I think most parents in around St. Albans know about Youth Talk, but please, can you tell us a bit about the fantastic work you do? I'm biased.
No, absolutely. And in fact, there's not everyone knows about us. So all of these opportunities, Lydia, are so, so important. So it's a charity that's been around for 29 years. It's a self-referral service for 13 to 25-year-olds. So the young person has to contact us directly. It can't be a GP, parent, teacher. It's all face-to-face. It's strictly confidential, which is the number one priority for young people. That's the bit that's most important to them. That's what's said in the room stays in the room, unless, of course, there's a safeguarding issue, in which case we have to escalate it. But I think what's so special about Youth Talk is you can have a whole year's counselling for free. So there's no barrier to access. And, you know, what we're finding is that the young people that are coming to us now, their sort of average number of sessions has risen to 26. They're coming more unwell, and COVID's definitely had an impact on that. I just think the general pressures that they're feeling seem to be growing by the day. You know, this is, as you'll know, this is Mental Health Awareness Week, and we've let our youth survey report go today. So we did a youth survey of over 1,200 young people between 11 and 25. Just around Christmas. And I would urge people to read that report. There's an awful lot of very, very interesting, worrying, helpful information that comes out of that survey, particularly around what young people want in terms of support. I think there's a misconception that because St Albans and Harpenden is a fairly affluent area that we don't have any problems. We have the highest referral rates, the NHS in Hertfordshire, you know, and I think people, they assume, one, that Youth Talk don't need the money because we're an affluent area, and they assume that there aren't that many young people that need help. It's totally the opposite. You know, you try and pay for 48 private counselling sessions. That, for most people, is not a possibility. So, you know, we have to be free. We're currently seeing over 125 young people every week for one-to-one counselling, and sadly, we have over 100 on our waiting list, and the numbers are only going up. At the moment, we're looking at sort of 20% increase in demand year on year. Last year, we delivered 5,500 counselling sessions. This year, we think we're going to need to deliver about 6,700 to cope with the demand. So the money that comes is all about employing new counselors. So we have 16 at the moment. We want to take that to 18 as soon as possible to try and get that waiting list down. Yeah, it's a really worrying situation, but I think, you know, the word is getting out there. I think the outcomes for us, because we give them the time they need, are amazing. I wish there was a Youth Talk in every town. Honestly, I really do think, I think that would make such a big difference. And yeah, times have never been harder, and this survey is testament to that. And but it does give us ideas around how we, even now, we can improve what we're doing for everybody within the community. There's a lot of good lessons for parents in there. One of the questions asked young people directly, what would you like to say to your parents? And the answers are, you know, incredible. I was at an event, an all-men's event last night, another group that has been built to support each other. And I shared some of these quotes with them, and you could see them all nodding their heads going, yeah, I do that.
It's really,
we all want the best for our children, and we all think we're doing the right thing all the time, but sometimes we mimic the way our parents parented us, and the world has changed. And I think that's one of the things young people are saying is, don't keep telling us that it was tougher in our day. It's different. It's totally different. The circumstances are completely different. You know, I was a classic one saying, you know, I had to walk half an hour to catch the bus every morning to get into St Albans to school. You don't know how easy it is, et cetera, et cetera. It's not what they need to hear. So no, sir. I was a teacher for 30 years, and you know, my whole life has been about giving young people the best possible start. And Youth Talk is very much a big part of that at the moment. And it's not difficult to be hugely passionate about it. And these gentlemen, like I say, record fundraising for Youth Talk last time out. And when they said they were going again, I was just absolutely over the moon. Just so, so kind and so generous of them to support Youth Talk. So amazing.
It's so lovely to hear. I have to say, I had no idea we've the highest referral rates in Hertfordshire. That's a bit of a shocking stat.
It is. And primarily for the younger ones, it's academic pressure. Expectation. Okay. I mean, we have great schools here. We're really lucky. We have great schools. People move to this area for the schools, but the demands in those schools are high. the demands from the parents, lots of successful parents in our areas, are high. So yeah, that's a, it's a huge challenge, huge challenge. And we're in schools all the time. You know, I've spent this week delivering assemblies in Verulam, and we talk primarily about normalizing anxiety. Anxiety is normal. It keeps us safe. It's what builds confidence. It's what builds resilience. We all have bad days. It's how you get through those bad days that makes you the person that you are. And I think, you know, one of the challenges we have is, I don't want to sound too controversial here, but I think for obvious reasons, parents aren't allowing their children to make mistakes anymore. They're not allowing their children to fail. You know, we're the net that catches them when they fall. But at the moment, far too many parents are not even allowing them to fall. So they're not learning, and they're not learning how to cope with difficulties in life because they're not allowed to make mistakes and everything's done for them. And I think, you know, we need a rebalance there. And the only reason why they think society is awful compared to when they were growing up is because it's all over the media. You know, I don't think it's any different to when we were growing up. There was a lovely quote in a book I just read, and it was a father and son police team and in Scandinavia, and the father turns around to the son and says, do you know what? When we were naughty and we were kids, we were sent to our rooms. Now we can't even get them out their rooms. You know, and I thought this is absolutely brilliant quote. Yeah. You know, because I lived on the street or down the park.
Same.
You know, yeah. and children don't do that anymore. They're not allowed to do it anymore. So yeah, there's all sorts of things we could talk about around this, Lydia. But yeah,
totally. And exactly as you say, that almost striving for perfection or trying to cosset our children to such an extent that they don't even know what it's like to fail. And the truth is, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes.
No.
Absolutely nothing. How else are you going to figure out the right way if you don't mess up a few times?
Yeah. There's a brilliant quote from a lady called Victoria Humphreys, who was part of the first all-female group to go to the North Pole. And her strapline when she speaks in public is, why not? What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
We need to get every young child to that place where they have the confidence to say, why not?
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen? And give everything a go. Give it a go once at least. Do you know what I mean? If you fail, you fail, you learn. And yeah, I talk about that quite a lot.
Yeah, it's a great one. Actually, we've been lucky on the Parents Show to have various kind of psychologists and experts talking to us. And that phrase has really stuck with me, and it works. What's the worst that's going to happen? Do you know, it's such a brilliant, disarming phrase, isn't it? To make you think, hang on, what am I getting so upset about?
Yeah. Brilliant. No, definitely.
And I mean, I know obviously about Youth Talk because I've had the pleasure of talking to you before, Jim, but also it's everywhere in St. Albans and it's so highly regarded. I know from talking to parents who have children who have been lucky enough to go through Youth Talk's doors and they rave about the service that you provide and what a difference it makes to their children.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, I live in Youth Talk branded clothing most of the time. And I get stopped all the time by parents and occasionally by young people. And I live in Redbourne, and I was out in Redbourne Thursday evening and a young lady stopped me in her 20s and I was wearing a Youth Talk shirt. And she said, you know what, I tried everything and then I found Youth Talk. And she said it was the first time I actually got face-to-face counselling with someone who was listening to me, and I was there for as long as I needed to be to make myself better. And she said, my sister used it and my cousin used it. And she said, we all three of us got the most amazing outcomes. And it's the first time we genuinely felt we were being supported properly. And that's just so lovely to hear. Do you know what I mean? It really, sends shivers down your spine.
It
does. You know you're doing a good job.
It totally does. And actually, the thing about the Men of Fields expedition, let's call it an expedition.
Yes.
It's more than a walk, guys. But the thing about it is you're actually doing what you're talking about. You're talking about you're walking and talking. You're being the model of kind of sharing experiences for children as well as raising money and drinking a few beers, which everybody has kept quiet about so far. I'm sure there's beer drinking too.
It's anaesthetic. It's necessary at the end of the evening. So it's important. I prefer to call it painkiller. So
very, very diplomatic, Trevor. Very diplomatic. But listen, it's Brilliant to talk to you, Jim. Keep up the fantastic work at Youth Talk. Remind our listeners how they can keep up. I think it would be great for every parent to read your survey and know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mad old week. We've launched a new website as well, like you do. Let's do it all in one go, shall we?
Why not?
So if you go to the survey, you can find this, to the website, new website, youthtalk.org.uk. You can find the survey. There's also every other bit of information you need in there. We've so the new website is really, really clear. It's get help or give help. You know, so if you're a young person looking for help, it's really easy. You go down one funnel. If you're looking to come and volunteer, donate, etc., do a massive expedition for Youth Talk, head down the other channel. I would urge people to look at the survey. We've also launched a new hero film this week, which has been on at the Odyssey before every showing this week, which is amazing. So great awareness raising, and that's a sort of story of three of our former clients telling their stories, and it's really, really powerful, very emotional. And we need to raise £670,000 this year, and we are fully self-funded, so we completely rely on people like the Men of Fields. You know, our community is so important, and I say this over time, and it's really, really boring, but you know, the young people are our future. You know, they're the ones running the country 10, 20, 30 years time. We need to make sure they're in the best possible place to be able to do that and make a success of it. So any kind of support, we're really, really grateful. You don't have to do a 100-kilometer walk up the Northumbrian coast. Yeah, like you say, your walk, whatever that might be, if you could do it for Youth Talk, that would be amazing.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Lydia.
Oh, pleasure. So parents listening, go find the survey on Youth Talk's website. If you don't have the energy to organise a fundraiser yourself, you've got a perfect example in the Men and Fields. It all goes to Youth Talk anyway. So find the link, the Just Giving link. Trevor, remind us again what people have to search for.
Yeah, Ross said a few good ways of doing it. The way to get you straight there is if you type in all one word, MOF walk, that's MOF walk 2026. And if you do that all as one word, then that will get you directly to that page.
Brilliant. Well, listen, best of luck. I hope the weather's with you. I mean, sun is better than rain, right? I mean, last year's taught you that, if nothing else. But best of luck. Keep us posted. I'll be watching for you on Instagram while I'm sitting on my sofa having a cup of tea.
Making a donation, Lydia.
Having a donut. No, of course I'll be donating. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Okay. Listen, best of luck. And we'll be watching out for you.
Yeah, okay. No, thanks so much, Lydia. And Moffs, thank you so much indeed. Can't wait to join you.
Will you be saying that on day three? We'll see.
No, but on day one, I imagine I might be struggling.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks a million for coming on The Parent Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Parent Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.